Hi, I'm Sophia Kane, and this podcast is about Lady Eve Balfour, an environmentalist you've probably never heard about, but is the reason for the popularity of organic food today. At the British New Year's Honours Award ceremony of 1990, just 2 days before her death, Lady Eve Balfour was awarded the title of Officer of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, one of the highest levels of recognition within England, just below being knighted. Despite Balfour's many accomplishments that led her to this point, most people have never heard her name, myself included, before this podcast. Lady Eve Balfour is known as the mother of organic agriculture and is one of the main reasons for the popularization of organic food and agriculture today. She was a pioneer of organic farming, a prominent environmentalist, a successfully published crime thriller author, and a prolific jazz saxophone player. However, she's best known for authoring The Living Soil and being a founder of the Soil Association, an organization still at the forefront of organic farming and sustainable agriculture movements today. Balfour was born in 1898 to an aristocratic English family and was the niece of former British Prime Minister Arthur Balfour. She was one of the first women to study agriculture at an English university, forging official documents to make herself appear older and attending Reading University in 1915. She eventually used her inheritance to buy a piece of land with her sister, Mary, in Suffolk, England in 1919, which was named New Bell's Farm, Holly. Balfour believed that to have healthy people, you needed healthy food, which came from healthy soil, and made soil quality her key focus on her farm. Most farmers at the time used more modern industrial and chemical techniques, which Balfour believed leaked nutrients from the soil and harmed overall crop quality. This inspired what became known as the Holly experiments, named after her farm. Beginning in 1939, these experiments focused on comparing organic farming practices to commercial practices side by side to determine the actual effects each one had on soil and crops. These experiments ran until the early 1980s, with results overall showing that organic farming techniques better supported soil health and retention of nutrients, which resulted in improved crop quality and human health. Balfour published The Living Soil in 1943, which detailed these experiments, and she became globally recognized and lauded for her innovation and research. This success led to the founding of the Soil Association in 1946 by Balfour, Mary Langman, and other friends who did not trust common farming practices. And so in history, Mary Langman is often cited as a close long-term friend of Balfour, living with her at New Bell's Farm and traveling across England with her. However, it is widely believed that Balfour and Langman were actually romantic partners, and their relationship is just one of the many same-sex relationships that have been hidden or erased within the historical record. So the Soil Association first began as an educational organization, researching agricultural techniques and teaching farmers how to best treat their soil and crops. Over the years, it has received international recognition, gaining thousands of members and inspiring researchers in other countries, by providing a stage for the growth of organic agriculture. The Soil Association certification was established in 1973, providing a label for products that were produced sustainably and organically, and this certification has since been endorsed by the UK government. They were also able to achieve a nationwide ban on DDT and other harmful pesticides in 1983. Although in her early days, Balfour was criticized and dismissed for her beliefs and support for organic farming, these achievements, along with many others, show the growth of her influence on organic agriculture movements. Balfour retired from her position at the Soil Association in 1984 at 85 years old. And since then, the Soil Association has managed to remain a force within global agriculture, continuing to research and promote organic agricultural practices and organic food. What first began as small-scale experiments on a farm in Suffolk, England, quickly became one of the leading advocacy groups for organic farming, launching Lady Eve Balfour into prominence within the world of agricultural research. While some of her tactics were unorthodox, especially for the time period, they truly showed how passionate Balfour was about organic agriculture, doing all she could to help heal and protect the earth. Her research has influenced other agricultural researchers, including J.I. Rodale, the founder of the Rodale Institute in Kutztown, Pennsylvania, who used the Holly experiments as inspiration for his own comparisons of organic and chemical agriculture within the U.S. While you may have never heard her name before, through the continued efforts and success of the Soil Association and the ever-growing popularity of organic food and agriculture movements around the world, Lady Eve Balfour's legacy is able to live on. Thank you for listening, and I hope this podcast was very informational about Lady Eve Balfour. If you are interested to learn more about her, please feel free to look her up, as she is an extremely interesting and accomplished figure within the world of agriculture.